Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Friday morning, and we're taking a day off from arguing about politics and all the other things that are going on in the world, and we're talking about TV theme songs. What are some of the best ones? But before we get back into that discussion, we've got a caller on the line here, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. It's Irene Dupree Gutierrez, a.k.a. Hetty Green, of course.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, so fine, good timing, and, you know, just get off of the politics for just a minute, then I will, won't bother you.
All right.
You know, of course, that I am Hetty Green at the New Bedford Whaling National Park.
Yes.
And she will be presenting information tomorrow, 1 o'clock, at the park at 33 William Street, and she will be talking about growing up in New Bedford. It's been a strange year. Usually I've been on Sunday, but for some reason the Rangers have changed me to Saturday, so people need to know that. But we're 1 o'clock tomorrow. Hetty will be back again in December, December 7th. And then, of course, she'll be back during March, during Women's History, which she speaks every year during that. I'd like to have some people come on out and come see us. We've had a good group. I hope it keeps going.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. And I hope you do get a nice big group tomorrow. It should be a good day for it. So.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah. 1 o'clock downtown. It's a nice day so far. Maybe that will continue. But you know, Hetty, you know, she needs to be known.
Absolutely.
Let's get the word out.
You know? Definitely. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know.
And it's free, by the way. All programs that we do at the park are absolutely free. So please, people, come on out and find out about Hetty's life.
Thank you. Thank you. And tell Hetty we said hello.
Thank you. Have a good day, Tim.
You too. All right. I was actually speaking with some young kids at the Millicent Library, and we were talking about how they had the hat box for Hetty Green's hat there, and one of the kids said, I've met Hetty Green. And I was like, well, you've met Irene. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. I did. So, again, going back to the question that I asked in the last hour, because some people are like, are you going to tell us the other Billy Joel TV theme song? And you're probably not going to know it. You're probably not going to know what it was. I will play it for you, though. This was a TV show that was on, I think, 1990, 1991, and it starred Joe Pantoliano, who at the time we knew from The Goonies, but now you probably know him best, you know, Joey Pants, from his work on The Sopranos, and he had his own show on CBS that I can't remember the name of. But you probably know him more for The Sopranos than anything else. And then also a young Christopher Maloney of Law and Order. So this is the theme song to the show, The Finelli Boys.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. Yeah. 1 minute I'm in Central Park. Yeah. Then I'm down on Delancey Street.
Obviously, that's not Billy Joel singing it. And so this show originally had a more like classic Italian instrumental theme song, but then they redid it and put this as the theme song. That's Why Should I Worry, which was a song that Billy Joel sang in the movie Oliver and Company, the Disney film, in which he was the voice. It's basically an animal version of Oliver. And so Billy Joel played Dodger, the dog, and sang that song, and it was kind of a minor hit. And then they brought it in as the theme song, like late in the first season and only season of the Fratelli Boys. So, Finelli Boys, sorry. I was thinking of the Fratellis from, anyway. So, yeah, that's the other Billy Joel song that was used, the TV theme song that most people don't remember. So, these are the dumb things that are in my head that I actually remembered that, and the internet failed me on trying to find that information for a long time. And I was like, I know I'm right. And then finally, eventually, the information was out there. What's funny is I was just talking to the Fun 107 morning show during the news because I had asked them about, you know, TV theme songs that reached number one. And I said, I'll come back and give you the answer later. And we were talking and I mentioned that the last TV theme song to hit number one was The Heights, How Do You Talk to an Angel? And Michael Rock, who's, you know, been in top 40 music for a long time, says, oh, yeah, I remember that show. And I was like, yeah. I said, Jamie Walters, the singer, he went on to become, you know, Hold On. And Michael looked at me and goes, wow, I didn't know that you knew that kind of stuff about top 40 music. And I was like, I know you're on the air the same time as me, but do you not listen to my podcast? Like, every time I come back from the break, I'm spouting off music trivia that nobody cares about but me. But it's in my head, so I got to let it come out. And for years, I tortured my family with this stuff. Like, I would tell my son when we're driving a car, I'd be like, Dad, I don't care. Why do I need to know that, Dad? But now I can pass it all on to you, and maybe some of you find it interesting. So 508-996-0500. Again, too, I was asking you what you thought were some of the, you know, the best TV theme songs and, you know, the most memorable ones, the ones that tell the story of the show. And we were talking earlier about Taxi, Angela's theme. And I used to call that show when I was a kid, I called it Taxi on the Bridge because at the beginning, the show, you know, the taxi's going over the bridge. But Dave in New Bedford says, funny you mentioned Taxi's theme song. Just a couple of days ago, I ran into a YouTube video of Angela performed by Bob James Trio, composer of the song. It was well done. Good song. Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it's one of those songs that hits you right, you know, right in the feels when you hear it. KT says, don't forget Airwolf. Airwolf was like every 80s video game MIDI soundtrack. It was iconic for a show about a technologically advanced helicopter. And Tim in New Bedford says he gives a vote for two shows. Night Court, which, again, that's another one that had a great bass line, a bass groove at the beginning. And I was so glad they brought that theme back for the reboot of Night Court. And then he also mentioned Chips, too, which you hear that song and you immediately picture cops on motorcycles. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello. My favorite of all time, even to this day, is the Untouchables theme music.
Ah.
It is so tough. You can actually, like, hear machine guns. I was about 7 years old when I first heard it. And my father was watching it, but I was supposed to be in bed for bedtime. But I got up and I heard this music and I wanted to watch the TV show. My mother would say, go to bed, it's too late. And I wanted to. And finally my father said, let her stay up, she's up. So I watched it. I loved The Untouchables. And I was young. I thought Robert Stack was the most handsome guy I've ever seen. And I just loved that show. Always watched it.
Well, Robert Stack had, you know, a show that I grew up watching that had an iconic theme song to it, too, Unsolved Mysteries.
I never heard that there's music in the background to that.
No, I'll play that in a second. But first, I'm going to... Is this... Was that the theme song to The Untouchables?
Yes.
So I'll hit you with the Unsolved Mysteries one because this is, like... To this day, like, this is what people will hum if they hear something weird. So, sorry, I'm typing and trying to do this at the same time. Hold on, here we go.
Yes, it's his voice that really was really great.
Yeah, he definitely made the storytelling of Unsolved Mysteries what it was. And the music to this day, like, still will creep some people out. Because they would play this, like, between segments, too. So you heard the song throughout the whole show.
No.
Oh, it's great, great music.
Who did that?
It's just an instrumental.
Oh, but you don't know who was the author of that music? I think Mazzini was the one who did The Untouchables.
Let me see if I can see who did it. I mean, the only TV theme composers I usually remember are like Gary Portnoy and Jan Hammer and who's the guy, Mike Hammer.
Yes, I never heard that music. It's really sharp. It's almost like Twilight Zone-ish.
Michael Boyd and Gary Remo Malkin.
No, gee, that's really good. Next time I have to see the show, I have to hear the background.
Well, that's it.
I don't recall it at all.
It's a great one. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day. And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Has anybody mentioned there was three for me? Welcome Back, Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hawaii 5-0.
Great one.
And the Star Trek theme.
Star Trek was also a great theme, and another one that had lyrics originally.
Did it?
It did, yeah. I'll see if I can find the Star Trek version with the lyrics.
I watched it in the 60s, the early 70s. I think it was the late 60s. For sure, the early 70s. I don't remember ever hearing words.
Yeah, let's see here. Let's see. Here we go.
I might not be one of the original.
Oh, this is somebody's video where they're talking about it. I will get it and I will play it.
All right, have a great morning.
You as well. 508-996-0500. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is a lot of these TV theme songs are presented to networks with lyrics and, you know, maybe telling us, and the networks would be like, yeah, you know what? Nah, I think it's better if you just play the music itself. But I know I've seen a video with it being performed with the lyrics. But I'll see if I can find it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? You talking about TV songs?
Yeah.
There's a couple that stick out to me. One of them, I believe the name of the show was Moonlighting. It was Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis.
Yep, and that was Al Jarreau did that theme song.
That was a great song. And another one, I want to say Taxi, but I'm not sure it was Taxi. If not, it was a show from that same time frame. And the song was performed by a guitar player named Earl Clue. And I can't, I'm not sure now of the show, but I know because he's got it on an album.
What was his name again?
Earl Clue.
Like
K-L-U-G-H.
Let's see if we can find what it was.
And of course, who can forget the Jeffersons?
So, yeah, the Jeffersons was another. That was one that definitely told the story of the show in the song.
Yeah.
So, just taking a look here. I don't see. Oh, so he played with Bob James on Angela's theme. Yeah. So, yep. So that was him in the Taxi theme.
Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe it was, but I wasn't positive. But those two were great songs. I actually have the Earl Clue one on an album on vinyl. But the other one from Moonlighting, I always really liked that song. I still find myself humming that one in my head after all these years.
Yeah, it's a great one, and I think that's also one that was released as a single too. So they don't really do that anymore. But those were great back in the day. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. And we've got another app chat vote. DSY Adams Family. There's one that, you know, tells you the story of what they're all about. And then also Smoke in Fairhaven says, "What about the Pink Panthers theme? He's talking about the movies, but they also use it for the cartoon and fit perfectly. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tiff.
How you doing?
You know, the other day when, a couple of days ago, there was a gentleman that called in when you were going through all this, and he talked about Superman.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about Superman. He said he lives, he bounced at a single bounce, leaps up buildings and everything. And then in the same thing, they have him standing, Superman standing with his fist by his side, and a guy's take, he's shooting with a six shooter.
Yes.
He's shooting chest, and the bullets are bouncing off his chest. And then he runs out of bullets, and he throws the gun at Superman, and Superman ducks. Do you remember that?
I don't know if I remember that part. I remember seeing Superman get shot at.
No, well, at the beginning, the way they had he leaves buildings at a single bounce and everything, that they show him standing there with his cape flying back and forth, and the guy shooting, and the bullets are bouncing off the ass on his chest. When he runs out of bullets, the six bullets, and he throws the gun at him, and Superman ducks. The bullets couldn't hurt him, but the guy throwing the gun at him was going to hurt him.
Ah.
Well, you don't remember that?
No, I'll have to go back and check it out. I'm sure I can see it on YouTube.
They were talking back then about some scenes. Do you remember Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Remember when they were coming out of the hotel and they were going to be robbed by a guy?
Yep. And he pulls out the knife, and then Mick pulls out his knife. He says, "That's not a knife. That's a knife."
Just give him what he wants. He's got a knife. That's not a knife. This is a knife. And the guy starts running. No, that always got my thing when the guy got shot. And then when he throws the gun at him, he ducks. He didn't duck. That's all. You're bringing up all that stuff. You have a nice day, Tim.
You as well. Take it easy. We got the phone lines lit up. Let me take a quick break, and we'll jump right back into the calls. Be back in a few moments.
It's gone before.
So that was somebody took the original theme song lyrics that Gene Roddenberry wrote and put them into the Star Trek theme song. I knew I'd heard a video where they were in there. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Never knew there were lyrics to the Star Trek song.
Yeah. I was surprised, too.
It was just a tune. Although when William Shatner had his famous album where he was talking through lyrics and not singing songs, uh-huh. That was probably one of the funniest albums ever. Barney Miller was a great song because, it was a bass. And when you just listen to the song with your eyes closed, you feel like you're down in New York City, down on the street. It's heading for the for the police station kind of thing. I think they hit that one pretty well. And then you were mentioning Jan Hammer, but Miami Vice, that instrumental was really 80s modern and at the time. And that song, you hear that, you know exactly what, show that is, So.
And I thought I heard that originally the network had wanted a song that had lyrics in it. They didn't want an instrumental, and they fought to have that as the theme song, and it ended up being a huge hit for them.
Right, and then the one that's weird is, MASH. You always hear this, the MASH tune, but which actually started in the movie. But the song is called "Suicide Is Painless," and I think people, if you actually read the lyrics, you'd be like, "Oh wow, this is actually kind of depressing."
Yeah, I just remember the refrain: "Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I can." Right, something like that.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So anyway, good show. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And let's see. Let's take another caller here before we go into the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Yeah, I called earlier, and I couldn't think of the name of a soap opera, a theme song.
Yes.
I could not. Well, all of a sudden, it popped into my head. You know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Another World, and it was on NBC. It used to come on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. No, that was on for a long time, though. My mom watched that growing up, and I she had it on when I was a kid.
Yeah, I loved the music that they opened it with, and it was music and lyrics, which, well sung. It was I don't know, it was a very catchy thing. Yeah. And
when I'm with you, you take me away to another world. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm such a loser.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
I am not. Please do not let anybody on the dating apps know that I did this episode of the show, because I am not getting swiped on from anybody if they know that I just sang the lyrics to Another World on the show. All right. It is time now to go into the news. I need Phil Devitt to save me. Actually, Phil Devitt and I talk about soap operas from when we were kids quite a bit. So he feels my pain. Let's get an update on all the news from Phil, and then when we come back, we'll talk more with you.
Democrats play the blame game after Trump's election. A little effort could go a long way for your blood pressure. And the Grammy goes to...
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Donald Trump is the president-elect, and the finger-pointing among Democrats is underway. The White House is defending President Biden for not jumping out of the race sooner after Kamala Harris's defeat to Donald Trump.
This is how elections are. This is. Ebbs and flows. You win, you lose. And this is where we are today. What we're going to focus on is respecting the American people and how we move forward in the next 74 days.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says anything that happens at this point would just be second-guessing. She deflected questions and would only say Biden always put the country first. She said Biden made the best choice by dropping out when he did. Many Democrats are now asking whether Biden should have quit earlier to give Harris more time to make her case to the American people. Trump says campaign manager Susie Wiles will be his White House chief of staff. The Florida native will become the first woman to hold that post. Wiles was Trump's campaign senior advisor and ran his campaigns in Florida in 2016 and 2020. Trump said in a statement that Wiles just helped him achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history. Plea deals for three September 11th defendants at Guantanamo Bay, including mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, are ruled valid. Those deals would spare the trio the risk of death sentences in exchange for guilty pleas in the 9/11 al-Qaeda attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. A military judge has voided Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's order nullifying the plea deal. Three people are being charged in relation to the death of Liam Payne. The former One Direction singer fell from the balcony of a hotel in Argentina last month. On Thursday, Argentina's public prosecutor said someone who was with Payne on a daily basis was charged with abandoning him after his death. A new study out of Australia shows that adding just 5 minutes of intense exercise to your daily routine may lower your blood pressure. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The study, published in the medical journal Circulation, looked at 15,000 people and found a slight drop in blood pressure after vigorous 5-minute workouts that included such activities as running or cycling. The co-author of the study, done at the University of Sydney, said the blood pressure lowering effect was even greater among participants who replaced 30 minutes of sleep with strenuous exercise. Almost half of America's adults have high blood pressure, defined as greater than 130 over 80. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
This ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
The nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards will be unveiled today. Among the names who could be up for the top awards at music's biggest night are Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Chappell Roan. Other artists who could receive multiple nominations include Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and Post Malone. Also, for the first time ever, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones could be nominated in the same category, as they each submitted songs for Best Rock Performance. The nominees will be announced at 10:45 a.m.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins beat the Calgary Flames 4-3 in overtime last night, back in Boston to play the Ottawa Senators Saturday. Celtics at the Garden tonight to play the Brooklyn Nets at 7:30. That's TD Garden. Sunday afternoon, New England Patriots in Chicago to play the Bears, and we'll carry the game for you here starting at 1 on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A sunny, beautiful day here on the South Coast. Temperatures in the mid-60s. A cold front moving in tonight, which means chillier air for this weekend. Temperatures about normal in the 50s. Sunny on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday. Rain coming toward the end of the weekend and likely on Veterans Day. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, it is time now to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Tim? How you doing?
Doing all right. We're talking about the important stuff here today. We're talking about TV theme songs. Do you have a favorite TV theme song from when you were a kid or anything?
Sanford and Son was good.
Yeah, that's a great one. Absolutely. I would have thought you were more like a, you know, Brady Bunch guy, you know, because of Sam the Butcher. No?
Yeah, I could have done without them. All right.
I kind of feel the same way sometimes. So what do you got going on over there today?
Dude, honestly, the big push, it's going to start now. It's turkeys coming. You know, everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. So what are the turkeys that you get in there? Because I think there's a big difference between what you can get at the butcher shop and what you get at the supermarket.
Well, dude, I get fresh turkeys. I can get, you know, if there's any certain type people like, I can get that. I can just, whatever you want, man. We do cooked and uncooked turkeys. We're doing, getting a lot of orders already. You know, usually go like to 20 to 26 pounders. Some people want them big, some want them small. We cater for people, you know. Whatever you want, we'll do it, man.
And that's the best part about it, is doing it for them so that they don't have to worry about cooking it. You know, they can get it from you and then just warm it up on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, one last thing, man. We do a good job with them, too.
And now, do you have a particular way that you like to have your turkey? I know some people like to have it, you know, with cornbread stuffing. Some people like to have it, you know, smoked. Like, I don't know. I like it in all forms.
No, we're pretty traditional here, dude. We don't kind of do the smoking or the deep frying and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I like it.
People do that at home. Let them experiment with that. Stuff's dangerous.
I like that traditional way.
Yeah, the traditional is always the best way to go.
And the important question for all Thanksgiving tables, whole cranberry sauce or jellied?
You know what? I'll do either one you want, whatever you want. Just let me know.
And you carry them both there at the butcher shop.
Along with everything
else that you need. And so people can stop by. They can start putting in their orders for that. They can get some good stuff to eat today at the same time.
Yeah, do we cater? We got over like 50 platters. We'll do pretty much whatever you want to if you ask for it. We got boneless codfish. I got the codfish. I got prime ribs already in order. I got goat, lamb, the Buddha ball hams everybody's looking for, or spirals. You know, it's the holidays. People start asking for stuff like that. Well, they want to be prepared for it when it comes.
Well, they're going to be thankful for you when they have that on their table. That's for sure.
Yeah, I hope so, brother. I hope so.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Like I said, I'll see you.
All right, that is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by, give him a call, get your order in now so that you don't have to worry about Thanksgiving. All right, 508-996-0500, that is my number. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, playboy?
What's going on, Lamone? Lamone, you got a favorite TV theme song?
Well, I would think probably Gilligan's Island. You know, that's, it tells a story about the whole group and everything, and how that they started off that 3 hour cruise, the 3 hour tour. The weather started getting rough, but I'll tell you one thing. There's one song that I've won $2,000 this weekend on betting on it, but stuff, I'm gonna say $15,000 on people not knowing the song. There's lyrics to the song, like the theme to I Love Lucy. You know that there's a theme to, you know, there's lyrics to that, don't you?
I've heard it before. Yeah, I've heard it before, but I can't think of it.
I'll sing it for you. I'll be brief. I love Lucy. She loves me. We're as happy as we can be sometimes. we quarrel and then how we love, making up again. I love Lucy because like Lucy can, no one kisses because I'm a man, I'm in heaven, you see, because I love Lucy and I love Lucy and Lucy loves me. So, yeah, that's, I like that song.
All right, now so, now sing Babaloo.
Babaloo. I was going to say Baba Booey. I'm sorry. So this last weekend, I was going to tell you, I was invited to a secret concert that we had here, and there was like, I'm going to say maybe 100 people in the room, and no one knew who was going to be on stage, and all of a sudden you hear, like, the White Winged Doves, Stevie Nicks started, came out and sang, gave us an impromptu concert. It was awfully good.
That's pretty awesome.
Like, you know. Yeah, it was good. You know, that's how the beginning of that song, White Doves, you know,
The White Doves. Waddy Walk tells guitar, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it was off the hook. It was like, and everybody was like, oh, start cheering like that. And I was like, yeah, I've been to like, at least 20 different ones of those. I've had times where the Stones were appeared out of the thing. We had George Benson come one time. I liked when we had a 303, the group, you know,
yep.
You know, shush, girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. We had them pair. That was pretty fun. And they also sang with Katy Perry. She sang a song with them too. I never know about the song about love. I never say that word. You know that song that they have together. You know what song I'm talking about? I guess not. Yeah, it was pretty decent. Oh, I had one time where they had you had a guy on the radio like 2 weeks ago talking about a group, their brother and sister, and it's Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence, his grandchildren.
I don't remember talking about
the
that.
The Lawrence family, Lawrence.
Oh, they're related. Are they really related to the Lawrence? The band,
the grandkids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that would give you the, you pop talking about it. You didn't even give him the love. Oh, bad host.
I'm gonna look that up because I like to fact check sometimes with.
Okay, is it spooky this weekend?
No, not this weekend. I'm gonna be at Stevie's Wine and Spirits for a tasting tomorrow, and I'll be in no shape by the time that show would come around. To
yeah, well, that'd be good, but then you'd be high with the spirits, so that's high about them, wouldn't you? You know, which I guess my favorite spirits are the ones that are distilled also. So yeah. So how's everybody doing out there? You're in the country.
We're doing all right. I just looked it up, and I don't think that they're related to Steve Lawrence.
I think they are.
They are not.
There's one way to find out. Ask them. Call them.
Their dad is a movie director though, who directed Miss Congeniality.
Grandchild. I wouldn't be a problem with that. I have no problem with that. And I remember hearing, but literally, I say like maybe 2 years ago, about this. Oh, there's got something going on, family members in the music. So I was like, that's kind of neat. That was like 2 years ago to find that stuff.
This must be some different people. I gotta hold you there, Lamone, because I gotta take a break here.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been cold out here in Vegas, so I want to tell everybody, help you guys have a wonderful weekend this weekend, and may the good Lord smile upon you and have the. May you never sleep on Rudolph with pulse nasal drip.
Right. Have a good weekend.
You know,
all right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. He has the world record for most words said in a single phone call. We got to hold him there, though, because we got to take a quick break. Callers, hang on. We will get to you as soon as we come back. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals.
And that is, of course, a theme song to Knight Rider. Hey, tomorrow you can join me. I'm going to be hanging out there at Stevie's Wine and Spirits from 1 to 4 for their holiday tasting. They're going to have whiskey. They're going to have wine. They're going to have gin. They're going to have beers. They're going to have ready-to-drink cocktails and so much more. It's all happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Now, you must be 21, obviously, to participate. And they're going to have Heavenly Spirits there, the Sangria Lady, Abacus, let's see, so many others, Short Path Distillery, Westport Rivers, Whalers, oh my God, everybody's there, Mad River, everybody's going to be there, and they're all going to be sampling some great holiday drinks for you to try, and of course, everything that you sample will be 10% off tomorrow. So come on by, hang out with me, I'll show you not only the great things that they're featuring, but some other kind of little secret suggestions that I have, especially in the whiskey room. So much stuff there to check out and enjoy and try tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. I will see you over there, and we'll have a good time for sure. All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Tim, did you really sing the theme song to Another World?
Just a little bit. Just a little tiny bit of it.
Okay, got a trivia for you. First of all, I watched Another World for the better part of 35 years. You're talking to one of its biggest fans.
Well, I will tell you that my mom might rival you in that. She named, I think, two of her kids off people on that show.
Okay. What were their names?
My sister Jamie is named after... Jamie Frame.
Jamie Frame.
And I think my sister Patricia is named after somebody on that show.
The rest
of us are all named after Days of Our Lives characters.
Ah, I watched Days of Our Lives as well. Here's my trivia question, Tim. Who sang the female lead on that theme song?
That on the Another World?
Yep.
Hmm. Who was it? It wasn't Gloria Loring, right?
It was Crystal Gayle.
Oh, yes, yes. Crystal Gayle, who, by the way, is a wonderful person.
And the reason why she landed that singing role, from what I understand, she was a guest on the show about a week prior to them changing the theme song to include her as one of the lead singers.
Ah.
That's what happened. I don't know who the man was who accompanied her on that song, but he had an excellent voice.
Well, Bob, I know you're a big radio listener. Do you know what Crystal Gayle song ties into some of the radio work that I did? She recorded.
Don't make my brown eyes blue. I don't know.
No, she recorded. She wrote and recorded a song dedicated to Art Bell called "Midnight in the Desert."
Really?
And it became.
I don't think I've never heard that one.
It was the theme song to his show of the same name. The closing theme. And when I took over that show, I got to play that every night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's food for thought.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, how you? Always put on a good show.
Thank you.
I like the theme today. I just a show way back when. I remember as a child listening to it, The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Yeah, yeah. That was quite a theme. Probably one of the most popular theme, but I always remember that song. There, do you have that?
I can see if I can hold up. Let me see if I can pull it up, because that was a show that a lot of people don't remember the name of the show or the show itself, but it was used in like commercials.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people kind of remember it, you know, and don't realize that they necessarily remember what it's from. Let's see here. We got it right here.
Yeah.
Dad, why do we have rules?
So people can live together in peace and harmony.
That's quite not it. I don't know.
No, it is. This is. They always had like the different intro where he gave the kids some advice at the beginning.
Yeah, the kid grew up too fast, and then we have less freedom.
What do we do about that?
Eddie, you've just put your small thumb.
Here we go.
On a big question.
All right, come on, get to the music. There we go. Here we go.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
What a great show and a great theme song. Thank you for the memories.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
People, let me tell you about him. He's so much fun. Whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking son to son, because he's my best friend.
Now, I got to ask the trivia question. Do you know who did the theme song to The Courtship of Eddie's Father? Because you probably do. You might not know that he did it, but you definitely know the name. That was Harry Nilsson. So, you know plenty of Nilsson songs. Everybody's Talking and... you know, so many other great songs, but that was him that did that theme song. All right, let me take my final break of the morning, and we got room for you if you want to try to squeeze in a call or an app chat message, 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments. I mean, right now, Chris McCarthy has a lighter up in the air, like everybody else yells Freebird, he yells BJ the Bear. I waited for that just for you. And also Greg Evigan doing his own lyrics in that song. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Oh, I know the whole thing.
He also sang My Two Dads. He sang that theme song too.
It was like the cratering of America.
Things haven't been the same since Greg Evigan was on TV regularly. So I saved that one just for Chris because that's his favorite TV theme song of all time. His favorite TV show of all time. We got some more app chat messages. Skeddy says, give me a break with Nell Carter. That's the show she fell in love with. We also got Ducraz says, have you ever watched Are You Being Served? That's an English sitcom that has a good explanatory theme song. We also have Dave who says, Freaks and Geeks had Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. So we got a lot of great suggestions, and we could do more episodes on this. And you know what? We will in the future. We'll talk more about it and we'll play more of them because there's a lot we didn't even get to. Like Chris mentioned, Hill Street Blues. You know, another one that's you know, the minute you hear it, you doesn't have lyrics, but you know what that show is about. And we also got a message from Smoke in Fairhaven who says, hey, Tim, one quick note. Just wanted to say thanks for today's show. It was good to go off track and get off politics for a while and have a fun show that brought a lot of memories back to a lot of people. And that was the idea. I was just telling Chris, I had a whole thing planned to kick off the show today and, you know, talk about Susie Wiles and all of that and how I think, you know, she's the right person for the job for as long as she holds on to it, probably 6 months or so. And then, you know, I figured enough of that stuff this week, you know, and Chris will talk about some stuff like that. Barry's going to talk about that, you know, how he's going to talk about it. And you will have plenty of time to discuss that today. And why fight with me when we can all agree on really awesome